Mr. Murder, you foul being, you've managed to capture me while I was attempting to rescue that bus of innocent orphans.
That was no ordinary bus of orphans. It was all part of my evil trap. Now I'm about to launch you into outer space on my evil rocket of evil!
Oh, no you don't, Mr. Murder. I've managed to free myself during your monologue, and now I shall unleash upon you the full fury of...
Shalicto, doc, popular,
yo, wiki, radio, podcast, on yo, radio. Welcome to another episode of Yo Yo Wiki Podcast, the podcast about yoyowiki.org, with your host, Dr. Popular, me, and Josh Parker. Josh, you on the line?
I am. How are you doing?
I am okay. I'm well. Super well.
Super well.
Fantastic. Swell.
All right.
If you will.
Good.
If you swill.
Good. Glad to hear it. Did you have a good weekend?
I've been I just got this new chain stitch machine, and I've been working on that. It's like an industrial machine that it's from like 1930s, and not many people know how to use it. Most of the people that do know how to use it are they live in Chinatown and they don't speak much English, so it's like hard to nobody to learn from and kind of an obscure technology. But it's what we use for working on denim for hemming. And I've started hemming for Kia Bobzani's denim company, doing these jeans for him. And so this is like the new Yes Absolutely / Anti-Yoke collabo. And that's what I've been doing all weekend, is ripping hair out, trying to figure out how this machine works.
Oh, man. I can only imagine. Is it working out for you? Are you figuring it out?
Well, actually, to be honest, Wednesday and Thursday of last week were my rough days.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got past those with nobody's help and I had to figure out everything on my own, it's been pretty easy since then. It's actually been kind of fun. I'm supposed to pick up jeans like twice a week, and I actually go pretty much every single day. Like, hey, you guys got anything I can work on? And I like take one pair home, you know, do them and come back. And so yeah, it's been pretty good. Even today, using this machine, I actually made a new wallet. I wanted to see if I can make these denim wallets on that machine, and I can. So it's pretty fun. One of the coolest things I've actually made for myself out of the scraps of jeans is a coffee cup cozy, a coffee jacket.
Cool.
And it keeps a drink like warm or cool if it's a cool drink. And, it's really nice because you can just, since it's just cloth, you always have it if you go out for a drink.
Sweet. Sounds like a good deal.
And, what about you? I heard you got a new toy for your pond.
I got a new fish. That's correct. We actually lost a fish on Sunday. So
how do you lose a fish? It was right here. Have you seen it? Where was it when you last left it? I mean, have you like retraced your steps?
Well, when I last left it, it was swimming around at the bottom of the pond, and then the next time I saw it, it was floating on the top. So,
did it leave a note or anything?
Went and got a replacement little fishy, and got a much bigger koi than I had before. This is probably a good three times the size of the other ones that I have. He's swimming all around, and he's all good and happy, and teaching all the other koi how to eat the plants and, I don't know, generally run amok of the place.
Josh, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you. You know, I never enjoy interrupting you, but I just don't want to hear about your fish anymore. I think it's time that we move on to the yo-yo sensation that's completely sweeping the nation.
All right, fair enough. That's my favorite part of the show anyway. What Doc is talking about is Name That Yo-Yo. And the way this is going to work so you can play along at home is that I'm going to throw a yo-yo, and just based on the sound, Doc is going to tell me what yo-yo It is. So, are you ready, Doc?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give it a throw here. All right, can you hear it?
I hear a lot of wind.
It's a quiet one.
I hear some teeth.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a nylon sleeve plastic yo-yo with teeth. So I think that's just what it sounds like, but I think it's a Yomega. I'm not going to say it's a fireball. It's definitely not a brain. I'm going to say it's a I don't know the name of it. I'll have to say fireball because I don't know the name of their other transaxial yo-yo. The Firestorm. Sorry.
You are way off.
Way off, yes.
That's your hint. No. this yo-yo, while not being a...
Oh.
All right.
You're out again. Sorry.
Just this mute button driving me crazy tonight. Where did I cut off?
This yo-yo. You were telling me that I was nowhere close. So right after my guess.
Well, you're nowhere close. That's your hint. No, I'm all just right. Kidding. All right. This yo-yo is very similar to the Bolt, but it is not the Bolt.
But it sounds like it has teeth. I guess the kick side has half side teeth. So kick side?
It is not a kick side. This is a yo-yo jam journey, which it does not have any teeth in it. And yeah. I believe it's just a dual O-ring kick side. If I've got a kick side sitting around here and I don't. But I believe it's just a dual O-ring kick side.
That's ridiculous. I was just saying on my Patriot blog that I did the other day for the 28 Days of Yo.
Yeah.
I was just saying I have no idea why they renamed the Patriot the kick side because they just added the O-rings. Because if you look at the Hitman or several of the other yo-yos, they kind of freely flow depending on what mood they're in, whether or not they're hybrid or starburst or O-ring.
Right.
And then with that one yo-yo, people are always correcting me, like, no, it's not a Patriot body, it's a kickside body. And I'm like, it's the same thing. And now they have another same thing. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah. So is that a newer release yo-yo?
I believe it is. I believe it's a very recent release. And these are promotional Midwest regional ones. So that's pretty cool. It's got the Midwest regional logo on there and everything.
Love it. Did you see I posted a picture of the Midwest Regional Patriot on my blog?
Yes.
So cool. All right, so here's my yo-yo.
Okay. Wow. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like a small bearing, plastic sides. I'm going to say that sounds exactly like a Spintastics Eclipse.
It is not a Spintastics Eclipse. This yo-yo is surprisingly popular with early off-string players in Japan, especially.
Is that a Viper?
Nope. This is the Mini Screwball, or the Screwball Mini by Tommy. This yo-yo is a miniature yo-yo. It is transaxle, only available in Japan, although Greg did get some 2 years ago. The reason I say it was popular by off-string players, in order to get onto Team Off-String, Hironori Mi had different levels, and the highest level of TOS was doing all the tricks for the early levels with a Mini Screwball, which is a tiny little transaxle yo-yo. And so there's only four people, I think, on the highest level. Terry would be one. Okay. And Hironori would be the other.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, that was fun. So this this past weekend in Minneapolis, well, technically Bloomington, was Midwest Regional Yo-Yo Competition, a competition that both of us know very well.
Mm-hmm. Very well, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. We had quite a turnout. Miguel Correa was there, Danny and Tyler Severance, as well as Joey Fleshman and Kai Zizen, which was all very, very cool to have them come out from their East Coast places. And let's see, as far as results go, the 1A, Sebastian Brock, who also came out from the East Coast, was first place in 1A. Alex Berengail came in second. Juno Matsuko came in third. Jake Maloney in fourth. And John Narum in fifth. And then in a very close sixth was Brandon Cormier, which was so cool to have Brandon Cormier do so well.
Who is Brandon
Cormier? He's just a local kid, comes to the college. He's just a youngster and very shy, but his freestyles just every year keep getting better, better, and better. So that was the results for the 1A. And then we also did a 4A and 5A division so that those places could get seeds to nationals. And in first place for the 4A, John Narum, followed by Juno Matsuko, then Sebastian Brock. And in 5A, Tyler Severance, followed by Miguel Correa and Sebastian Brock. Wow, those East Coasters sure swept that one. And what else did I want to say about this? And then Juno Matsuko, you know, he was there in the 1A and the 4A, and he's on Team Duncan now all of a sudden.
And he was an extreme spin player, so you're saying that with the death of extreme spin, he was moved up in the world?
Yeah, he was snapped up. If you want to say Duncan's up, it's the biggest team, but they don't support their players or anything like that. So that's while Extreme Spin was very, very supportive. So,
what sort of things would Extreme Spin do?
They would pay travel and lodging and mm-hmm. for their top performing players. So, I don't think Duncan does any of that stuff.
No, you're kind of right there, Duncan. When I was doing the Team Duncan thing. I think they gave me a wholesale discount on yo-yos, and that was it.
Yep, that's what I've heard. That's still the only benefit.
Yep. Yeah, and they had shirts, but we had to pay $15 for the shirts. So not the biggest thing in the world to be on Duncan at the time. I know that Seth got a package. I think one package during his time on Duncan. Oh, and obviously Seth got a magnesium yo-yo.
Yeah.
But other than that, he got a player package, which wasn't that much. It was just like string and whatever.
So with the results from this contest, I thought it'd be worth talking about the seeding to nationals. I don't know if we've discussed that on the show here.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, nationals, you know, requires you to place top five at a regional contest in order to compete at the national competition. And I think this is an awesome rule. I think it legitimizes the national yo-yo competition just in general. I think it's pretty cool. But then again, I don't compete and, you know, I don't really care. But what's interesting is that a regional contest we'll give out five seeds to the overall placers as well as five seeds to the regional placers. So they could give out potentially a total of 10 seeds at a contest. So in the 1A division at MWR, Sebastian Brock, Juno Matsko, no, Juno's in the region. Sebastian Brock, Jake Maloney, Kai Zizin. No, that's just overall. I'm getting confused because this is kind of confusing. Sebastian Brock in first place got a seed outside of the region. Alex Berengale got a seed within the region. Juno Matsko got a seed within the region. Jake Maloney got a seed within the region. Jake Maloney got a seed outside of the region. John Narum and Brandon Cormier both got seeds within the region. And then, so that was the top six places. And then places 7, 8, 9, and 10 were all outside of the region. So Kevin Gretsch actually ended up getting the fifth regional seed to Nationals in 11th place.
Well, I hope we see Kevin at Nationals. I don't think he's made it out there yet.
I don't think he has. And then Alex Berengale, being the top placing regional player, gets the seed to the finals at Nationals.
And I believe you were saying on your blog that that despite Alex's he's short and he has funny clothes. But you said other than that, he actually has a really good chance of getting first place at Nationals.
I think so.
So if he could somehow grow somehow, and if maybe we dressed him,
put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like on the bottoms of his feet and the top of his head.
Hi, Lindsay.
So what I mean, I haven't seen Alex in a while. I don't know if there's any videos online from MWR, but what is he doing now that's like able to compete with Yuki? Is it that he's a fast player, or
I think he's getting faster, and I think he's keeps getting better style, and I mean his tricks are hell of original. I mean, his Mobius stuff he's still doing on stage, and I hope that clicks high with other judges because it sure clicks high for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he could do it.
How's the college for the Use of the Muse going nowadays?
I don't think it's met in a few months now. At
Seriously?
Least I haven't been there in a few months. Yeah.
Wow, that's depressing.
Well, other people still might be showing up. I doubt it, though. It just got – everybody got busy, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about new players that, like, live in the area.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that maybe it was, like, a resurgence or something. It's been a while since there's been a college video from any of the colleges, but you pointed out earlier that Red had just posted a video on yoyoing.com.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it's having one of those processing errors – so we can't watch it, but there is a, Matt Schmidt made a college video in 2001 and, it went missing. Like his computer crashed and, it's his hosting crashed and nobody else seems to have the video. And so it's like gone. But Red posted this video and it could very well be the missing, college video, which would be incredibly cool to see that again.
Be pretty keen.
Yeah. Yes, it would. So how's the 28 days of Yo going?
They're lining up now with the date, right? Today is 26. I guess they're not quite lining up. I have 2 days left. Today's blog is about modded bolts. And I guess the podcast comes out tomorrow, so I guess I can go on and say that the final 28 days of Yo thing, which would be going online as a podcast does, is going to be my very first yo-yo I ever got. My first yo-yo that I bought in Seattle. I didn't yo-yo when I was a kid, so that's going to be the last yo-yo. And so it's really hard for me because I actually have five more yo-yos that are really screaming to be written about. Like not just like I'm looking around desperately. Like I've got five that I'm like I have seven that I really want to write about. And so it just happens that these two are the ones that I chose. But
Well, there's no reason you can't write about those other ones, too.
Yeah, you know, I'll just do it a little later. Just to make the 28 days, you know, kind of like its own little thing. And then, you know, maybe next month I'll write about something before I go down to Moyo. But it's been a fun project. I only missed 2 days, and those were the 2 days around the time that I got my sewing machine. And my life was just so crazy busy right there with professional obligations.
Yeah. Speaking of Moyo, we're going to talk to Chris Myers, who's putting together the whole Moyo thing. This is going to be pre-recorded, so let's just go ahead and air that right now.
Hello?
Hey, Chris. This is Josh Cullen with the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
Hey, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doc's not going to be able to join us for this part of the call, so it's just going to be the two of us. So why don't you tell us what's going on here with the Missouri State Yo-Yo Competition.
Well, we have our first-time event that's going on, I guess, 2 weeks, and just looking forward to having a good time. I'm sure everyone's pretty much seen the website, but definitely be looking forward to having Doc and you coming down.
Yep, that's the website is moyostates.com.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is planned for the contest? What sort of stuff are you doing with this?
Well, let's see. I have a energy drink sponsorship, which is pretty exciting. It's a St. Louis startup business. It's axiumblue.com. And so far you can only get it in Illinois and Missouri. But they were really nice to help us out, and they donated product, and basically I got a product sponsorship that's pretty similar to the same type of sponsorship that the yo-yo companies do, but decided to use that money to make the contest a little bit more fun, so I have a cheerleading team that's going to be there. Should be pretty fun. Also, let's see what else. I guess Takeshi's coming out, and he'll be there filming, and I've got some cool mods from him.
That was cool, cool.
Yeah. I've been interested to see what Doc brings out.
Yeah. And is there going to be some sort of concert or something like that in correlation with this?
After the contest is over, Doc's going to do a performance with his Drown Radio band.
Okay. And it's just going to be Doc? You don't have anybody else doing anything?
No, just Doc.
Okay.
What else? I have a friend of mine. His name's Chris, and he's a airbrusher, and he's going to do some custom work at the contest for us. So, actually, he's been working on some stencils that fit right onto freehand zeros.
Yeah?
But I've found that the stencil works on like Lin Furies and Kicksides and whatnot, sort of in that same size range.
Okay, and is that to go on the side of the yo-yo?
Yeah, it goes on the side caps.
Okay.
And I still have 3 clear yo-yos to pick up from him that he's doing for prize support. So those should be some pretty cool prizes.
Okay.
And he's doing the Moyo logo on those, and then also he's doing a stencil of the St. Louis Arch with the skyline in the background.
All right. Good deal. Who do you have judging this contest?
I have Rick Wyatt.
Sweet.
Which I'm pretty excited to have him for our first Missouri contest since he's from Kansas City.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dr. Popular.
Yeah.
And Hank Freeman and cool. Pat Cotero and yourself.
Awesome, yeah. Very good people. Have you talked to Chris Neff? Do you know if he's coming out?
Actually, I did hear that he's coming, but I have not actually talked to him. But
okay.
pretty excited to see him. I haven't seen him in probably 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So did you actually throw with him back in the Wind Wizards days?
I didn't actually hang out with him, but I did yo-yo with him a few times. Of course, he lives in Kansas City, and that's where Wind Wizards is from.
Right.
But they opened up a satellite store here in St. Louis. We had actually two kiosks going, and I was running one at Crestwood Mall. So I've met Rick and Chris before. Mostly just hung out with Doc a lot because he was running a booth probably 20 minutes away from where I was at on the Illinois side.
Okay. Yeah, that was the Yo Mamas.
Yo Mamas.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty cool. Sounds like you've got some cool prizes lined up. Do you have anything special planned for prizes? Yeah, you got some Takeshi mods coming in, some other cool things. Anything more than that?
Well, we have some stuff on Throwdown Yo-Yos. I've got some shirts coming, Throwdown rings, I think, if he has any left, and the Luchador.
Nice.
Which the Luchador is going to be first place overall 1A, and then we're giving away Pyro from H-Spin for the first place 1A Missouri resident.
Okay.
Second place Missouri 1A resident gets a pair of Chucks with the Moyo stencil on it.
Oh, nice. I saw those, yeah.
Yeah, just something different. Actually, I got them for me, and then when they were done, I was just like, I can't keep these. I got to give them away. They just look so cool.
That's awesome.
And, also we have some really cool stuff from Duncan. We're giving away some.
So you have you have some Duncan T-shirts and some Duncan CD holders and. Can I ask you how many How to Be a Player VHS tapes they sent you?
I've got enough prizes for everybody, so it's pretty awesome. And also, let's see, Russ Andert, who you had on the show before.
Yes.
Who throws with us here in St. Louis. He made a dirt to give away for the first place overall open division.
Nice.
So that'll be cool. And I've got some glass counterweights that the glass artist at the City Museum made for us.
Okay.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Those are the Pyrex.
Yeah, basically they look like little sea urchins. And not sure on the weight on them, but they work great for counterweights. And they're all different colors. Each one's completely different.
Awesome. So, again, that is in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's on the 14th and the 15th. Is that right?
Well, the actual contest is on the 14th.
Okay.
And then the 15th is just kind of a hangout and chill with us day.
Okay.
And that's the day we're having all the workshops. The glass artists will be doing demos all day and answering questions for anyone that wants to know how to make glass counterweights.
Okay.
We're going to have my airbrush artist, Chris, will be there.
Okay.
And, the City Museum's a really unique venue because it's just like a big playground that's just gone nuts. It's like a Willy Wonka factory, that's out of control. It's just a big playground. So it tends to be the number one tourist destination in St. Louis.
Really?
And not because it's a touristy thing to do, but because it just doesn't conform to any rules. So last year they had 750,000 people visit the museum.
Yeah.
And on any given day during the summer, they get 2,000 to 4,000 people. So the museum's just such a cool place to yo-yo and hang out. And since a lot of people are making a special trip to come to St. Louis, I thought it would be cool to include that extra day that on Sunday with the workshops and just hang out with us. And since some of the judges will be here, like Doc will be here, so, you know.
Awesome.
So Sunday is just kind of a hangout chill day. And the price of the registration includes admission into the City Museum for both days.
Okay. Oh, a good deal. What is the price of admission going to be? Or
It's $12 to get into the City Museum.
Okay.
Or it's $15 to register.
Okay. And then
and
get
that
2 days.
In both days.
Okay. That's a pretty sweet deal. And anybody who's hopes to spectate or anything like that is going to have to pay, right?
Yeah, unless they want to sign up and join the beginner division.
Yeah.
So, right. But we have lots of cool prizes for that as well. And just a little extra bonus that I got from the Sandwich Pizza Cafe at the City Museum. And they are really excited to have everyone there. They said anyone that supports the contest and buys a yo-yo, they'd be willing to support them, and they get a buy one, get one free at their shop. So, I mean, they can get like an $18 pizza and get another $18 pizza for free just
nice.
Because they bought a yo-yo.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of a neat deal that I got going on there.
Awesome. Well, Chris, it sounds like an awesome contest. I can't wait for it. Hopefully all of our listeners will get excited about it and decide they want to come out to Missouri as well. Again, that website is moyostates.com?
Yes.
So if anybody has any questions, they can direct it they can go to moyostates.com. And, yeah, is there anything else you wanted to plug?
No, that's it.
All right, awesome. It was good talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, Josh.
Yeah, you got it. We'll talk to you later.
All right, take care. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
So that was me talking to Chris Myers from Moyo. That's coming up on July 14th, coming up here pretty quick. And you're going to be there, right, Doc?
I am going to be there, yes.
I'm going to be there.
Going to be rapping, I guess.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really cool show, and I can't wait for it. So what else do we have to talk about here? Diff binders. Did you see that Frank Diffio released a new sticker?
No, I have not seen that.
Yep, they're called diff binders, and as near as I can tell, they have all the same problems that diff pads have.
Well, the problems that any pad has.
Well, diff pads like have their own unique problems. Like the adhesive just is like overly sticky, and I guess with these diff binders, the adhesive just stays right on the yo-yo when you peel the pad off, and so that's kind of frustrating. But people are saying that they like them. They say they last forever and give you tight binds and everything. But that's what people told me about diff pads as well. So.
Cool.
Yeah, so we'll report more on that as more becomes available, because I've got a couple of them. I just haven't tried them out yet.
You've got a couple?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't know.
Midwest Regionals had a few on hand to give out, because Dave Schulte loves Diffy yo-yos.
Does he?
Yeah. Yep, his favorite yo-yos are all Diffios.
Has Diffio come up with anything in the last year?
Maybe not in 2007. They came out with the Crossbones. That might be their most recent release, is the Crossbones.
See, I'm worried that Frank's just gonna fight doing the silicone thing, just because he's got so much vested with the pads that he makes.
Yeah.
And keeping his yo-yos consistent. So I'm kind of worried he's gonna be one of the last people to transition over. But at the same time, I guess there's a few people who don't like the silicone, so you know, they can have a yo-yo company that kind of keeps making yo-yos that don't have silicone.
Yeah, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else, Doc?
You said some friends of yours on the ramen tour stopped by?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that was Danny and Tyler Severance and crew. They were in town for Midwest Regionals, and they crashed at my house Saturday night. While they were in town, it was really cool. Their car broke down.
That's awesome.
Yeah, their engine broke in half, and they had to buy bus tickets to get home.
They ditched their car.
Yeah. So that was cool. I mean, that was Saturday night after the contest. They were freaking out about how they were going to get home. They ended up buying some bus tickets, and they won't be home until like tomorrow evening. So
travel by bus, man. That's almost worse than your car breaking down. It's just having to ride by bus.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too.
The worst means of transportation. Speaking of cars breaking down into robots, are you going to go see Transformers?
Oh yeah.
Is that this weekend?
Nope. July 3rd. It's actually opening the evening of July 3rd, which is the weirdest thing because that is a Tuesday evening.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Because don't they want the big weekend numbers?
Yeah, I don't know. The stuff is doing all sorts of weird stuff. Pirates of the Caribbean opened on a Thursday evening. And I don't know. The Transformers was supposed to open on the 4th, and they were like making it out to be this big patriotic movie, which is really weird. But they moved it up to Tuesday evening because they thought, I guess, if Pirates of the Caribbean can do it, you know, so can Transformers.
Weird.
Yeah,
it is. Well, that's cool. I can't wait to see that. And I can't think of anything else that's going on. So we'll wrap it up.
All right. It was fun talking to you. Good short show this week. Wow.
It's been another fantastic show. Thanks to everyone for listening.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.